Bien long plant yar long oli tok tok long en Papua New Guinea by now got one plan independent commission against corruption or ICAC law. Olga ta member long parliament long PNG he been stop long meeting this plan avenue. He write him this plan ICAC bill long last plan reading long en. PNG police minister Brian Kramer he talk passing corruption and me one plan big plan issue long PNG. Na planted long country he amass long this plan ICAC law by help him long down him this plan passing.
Fellow partners, and this is one of the basis of why they are more than happy to provide the funding and budget support demonstrated through the leadership of our Prime Minister. And I could just acknowledge all the members today that on the floor they supported, there was no opposing vote. But it also demonstrates too as well that the members are very mindful that our public, the greater public, are genuine about this concern about fighting corruption, as our Prime Minister does and is. And for policing point of view, we look forward to working with this new organization, and it is timely because some of the skill sets in high-level corruption our police force does not have, forensic accounting and so forth, and therefore it's only appropriate to establish an organization that will be tasked with high-level people in the professional field that the police department does not have those skill sets at this stage.
Prime Minister James Marape took this to the law now by helping long stop him passing corruption, and our leader by walk boom one time long strong him this to the law.
And the numbers they all hold turn up big today, and Parliament in totality gave full support for this important law to be passed, and this is a step in the right direction for our country. Every one of you out there who advocate corruption, don't just talk on Facebook or WhatsApp. Get the evidence out there and stack it all up. We already have Whistleblowers Act. The Proceeds of Crime Act is already there. We will look at the undisclosed wealth law. So all this will be part of a genesis of law and ensure that we strengthen our institutions and keep our country safe going into the future. So Papua New Guineans, rest assured, politicians are not there corrupt per se all the time. Their leaders working today demonstrated high maturity, leaders on both sides and all leaders coming out, getting this thing ticked once and for all.
Before Attorney General and member of Long SAALA, Stephen Davis, who said he been go pass long this law, he talk this law and me artwork long plenty line, who said he like by country he stop long good blue mark. And me talk plenty member of long parliament long to plus side one time he been one bell now or write him this law.
How we progress our nation depends on what we do in parliament. The laws, tools for social engineering, and the constitution itself says that it's in the House of Parliament that the destiny and the outcomes for our nation is decided. Policy is developed in the executive arm, and it comes to Parliament where the leaders turn policy into laws. And so I'm very grateful as a lawyer myself to say that today, once again, we reassured our people that democracy in our system of government is working. Secondly, I want to register on the public record, as I've said in the past, ICAC has been work in progress. The Honourable, the founding Prime Minister of our country, signed the convention, United Nations Convention Against Corruption, during his term as Prime Minister. And since that time, Prime Ministers after him have taken important steps to progress us to where we are today.
Mr. Marape talk all by Kisimul Commissioner Overseas long come look out in display office. And with all by Kisimul Overseas line long stop him passing long one talk system inside long on appointment.
All right, we will take the next few months to a few issues in relation to the setup of commissioners, and we want to get overseas based commissioners to come in instead of Papua New Guinea commissioners and set it up at arm's length from the executive arm. And I think the present law provides for the separation, and it's a constitutional office. Just like every constitutional office, that the executive has no direct control in day-to-day running of a constitutional office. So that length is already given. But there's an aspect where we want to take it up with not Papua New Guineans, but credible overseas base at the commissioner level, at the senior level, at least for the next 5 to 10 years, it's stacked running up properly. So that our Prime Minister is not accused of having his one talk inside, or a politician or one talks are not filled up, and get this institution truly functioning.
Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, James Marape, he talk. Let me play like talk. Thank you, long MTV News Online, long using all display audio, long all.